Page 45, Unit 3, Lessons 7 and 8. Early Traders of the Arabian Peninsula. Here's a picture here of some voyages on the sea and a map and camels, a caravan of camels, and traders in the market buying and selling many things, wearing the old Arab costume. Page 46, Unit 3, Lessons 7 and 8. A. You won't need a dictionary for these words. The 13 words listed at the bottom of this page are in the reading passage on pages 48 up to 50. They are in the same order as in the passage. Find them in the passage. They are easy to find because they all begin with capital letters. And then underline them. Note, some of them are used more than once. Underline them the first time only, except in titles of sections. When you find each word in the passage, read the words that are around it and find out if the word is the name of a city, a kingdom, an empire, an island, an emperor, or a river. Write the answer on the lines below. Choose from these: a city, a kingdom, an empire, an island, an emperor, a river. An island is a piece of land surrounded by water. An emperor is a man who rules an empire. A river carries water from the land to the sea. Section number. From number 1 to number 13, from 1 to 4, the section is 1. 5 and 6, it is 3. 7 to 9, it is 4. 10 alone is 5. 11, 12 is 7. And 13 is 9. Number 1, the Nile. 2, the Euphrates. 3, the Indus. 4, Byzantium. 5, Suez. 6, Darius. 7, Nabatea. 8, Petra. 9, Saba. 10, Alexander. 11, Ceylon. 12, Sri Lanka. 13, Samarkand. Unit 3, Lesson 7 and 8, page 47. Letter B. Can you guess what these new words mean? Look at the 9 words listed below. Find each of them in the passage on page 48 up to 50. The sections are given here. Read the other words that are around these words in the passage. They may help you guess the meaning. Then copy each word under the correct picture. Here we have 9 pictures. From the first one up to number 9. Section 2, incense. Section 4, caravans. 8, nomads. 9, dohas, silk, porcelain, spices, stars, and ink. Page 48. Let us see. Prepare to read the passage silently at home. Early traders of the Arabian Peninsula. Number 1. The geographical importance of the peninsula. If we look at a map showing the lands from Spain to India, we can understand how important trade had been in the history of the Arabian Peninsula. 3 of the earliest civilizations in history, in the Nile, the Indus, and the Tigris, Euphrates River. Valleys grew up to the west, the north and the east of it. Later, there were the great empires of Greece, Persia, Rome, and Byzantium to the west and north. The peninsula was in the center of the great Islamic civilizations, the 8th and 9th centuries AD. Wherever these civilizations developed, there was plenty of trade. People often wanted goods that they could not produce in their own countries. Merchants tried to find ways of getting these goods for them. They sometimes had to make long journeys across dangerous sea or land routes. The Arabs of the peninsula played a very important part in this trade. Number 2. Incense from the Indus Valley. The ancient Egyptians liked incense because it smelled good when they burned it in religious services. They also used it for preserving the bodies of their dead. They needed large amounts of it, but they could not produce enough of it themselves. It was made in the Indus Valley. From there, it was sometimes brought overland to Egypt. Sometimes it came by boat across the Arabian Sea and up the Arabian Gulf to Basra. From there, it continued overland to Egypt. However, transporting it overland was slow and expensive. Number 3. The first discovery of a sea route. The incense was never transported only by sea. The reason was that no one knew how to sail directly from the Indus River to the city of Suez through the Red Sea in those days. In 510 BC, the Persian Emperor Darius sent ships from the mouth of the Indus River to find this sea route. They were successful, but their journey took 2.5 years and was very difficult. This sea route was not used again for many years. Then it was forgotten. The camel caravans. Around 400 BC, the northern Arabians began using camels for transportation. In this way, they could carry the incense and other goods from southern Arabia across the desert. The great camel caravans sometimes had hundreds of camels, and they traveled along routes where they could find water. Villages and towns grew up along these caravans routes. The kingdom of Nabatea centered at Petra.
Page 49, صفحة 49.
Controlled the routes along the Red Sea coast from Medina to Egypt.
The routes further to the south were controlled by several kingdoms. Saba was probably the most famous of these. In order to pay for the incense and other goods, the Egyptians sent gold and silver to southern Arabia. The towns of that region became very rich, but Egypt and the other great powers wanted to find an easier and cheaper way to transport goods from India. Number 5. Alexander's search for the sea route. Like Darius, the Greek Emperor Alexander wanted to find a direct sea route. In 322 BC, he and his soldiers started at the mouth of the Indus River and traveled west along the coast. However, they made an important mistake. They did not leave the coast. They did not sail south when they came to the area north of Oman. Instead, they sailed into the Arabian Gulf. It was an unsuccessful journey. Number 6. The second discovery of the sea route. Sometimes between 100 BC and 100 AD, Arab sailors discovered winds from the coast of India to the mouth of the Red Sea and back. This was an important discovery. People could now transport many goods entirely by sea. The towns of southern Arabia became less important. However, navigation in the Red Sea was dangerous because many areas were too shallow for ships to sail there. For this reason, many traders continued to use the camel caravans. Others continued to transport their goods by boat through the Arabian Gulf. Number 7. Arab traders and the Romans. The Romans had many great merchant ships, but they did not sail far from the Mediterranean Sea. They wanted goods from India and the island of Ceylon, modern Sri Lanka. But the journeys there were too long and difficult, so they depended on Arab traders to bring these goods into the Roman Empire. Page 50, Safha 50. Unit 3, Lessons 7 and 8. Number 8. The growth of trade in the peninsula. By the 6th century AD, trade became more important than ever to the Arabs of the peninsula. Most of them were still nomads who moved their sheep and camels around the desert. However, the towns were full of merchants, traders, and seamen. They bought luxury goods from Asia and sold them to merchants from the Byzantine and Persian empires. Number 9. Traders of the Muslim world. Trade had a special place in the new religion of Islam. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was from Mecca, an important trading center. In fact, trade became an important factor in the spread of Islam. Through it, Islam's influence grew. The Gulf traders sailing their doors carried the new religion with them wherever they went. By the end of the 8th century AD, Arab traders traveled as far east as China. They brought back silk cloth, ink for writing with, medicines, fine cups, and pots made of porcelain, and spices to make their food taste good. The Arabs controlled the famous silk route that ran overland from the city of Samarkand to China.
The Thank you. Thank you.